forward my arm and shuddered to find that I had fallen at the very brink of a circular pit. Looking upward, I surveyed the ceiling of my prison. In one of its panels, a very singular figure riveted my whole attention. It was the painted figure of Time, as he is commonly represented, save that in lieu of a scythe, he held what, at a casual glance, I supposed to be the pictured image of a huge pendulum. The Red Death had long devastated the country. No pestilence had ever been so fatal or so hideous. Blood was its avatar and its seal. The redness and the horror of blood. There came to my ears a low, dull, quick sound, such as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. It was the beating of the old man's heart. It increased my fury as the beating of a drum stimulates the soldier into courage. And so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man. And Monsieur Valdemar, do you still sleep? Yes. No. I have been sleeping. And now? Now, I am dead.
Patron!
Exclaimed the king.
I will make a man of you!
The dwarf hesitated. The king grew purple with rage. The courtiers smirked.
Drink, I say, or by the fiends!
I am simply Hop Frog, the jester, and this is my last jest.
Edgar Allan Poe, The Pit and the Pendulum, and Other Macabre Tales. Read by David Soule. Visit textbookstuff.com to find out more.